is almost done. And we are still on macros, but a different kind of macro. Last week, we touched on more of the internal macros, sort of the spicy stuff, the stuff to add little bits of flavor and character. Now we are dealing with instrument-wide macros, so things that affect the whole instrument. One knob, you flick it, and it changes the character of everything. So hopefully we can help you make use of yet another similar tool in the Tune Shed.
Hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up,
hello,
Marty?
Hello,
hello. Hello,
hello.
So we've been cruising cranking on this thing. Yeah, I mean, it's been a number of episodes here, but I really love this project. It is so fun to make an instrument. I was saying in the last episode that I don't spend a lot of time like making presets and instruments, which is actually a very creative process. Sometimes I don't want to do it because it doesn't feel creative, but we've made so many creative decisions along the way. And it's a really cool tool in your Tune Shed to sort of whip out when you're making music and have something that you know everything about and can really implement and have some fun with. So that's what we're doing. We're building a cool instrument out of recordings that I took just from all over the world, actually. And they're just little phone recordings, and we've been shaping them into this very complicated instrument that sounds very alive.
Man, so, and it's just so ours. It's just so like
it's so
no
ours.
One could ever do this.
And the one thing it's missing though is a name.
Oh, we gotta name this thing.
Name it. Oh gosh.
Well, you can think about it. It's up to you. You're the naming guy.
Hey,
your
well, you know what? Let's pass this off to any listener. If you got a name for this thing, email it into the Tune Shed Podcast at gmail.com and or join our Discord where we're going to post this thing really soon when we wrap this up. So join the Discord. We'll post it there and also suggest some names there for it. And you can play with this thing and use it yourself. Discord link, by the way, is in our show notes. But yeah, so internal macros. Last time we were sort of messing with certain one shots and how these one shots affect each other. External macros today. So what's up with that? What is that? what are we talking about here?
So we're talking about stuff that is instrument wide. So before we were sort of like playing with what one shot would do to another little one shot.
Yeah.
Now we're making one knob control everything in the instrument.
Whoa.
So
okay.
We did two of
sense.
Them so far. We're going to do, I think we'll probably add a compression knob to this thing, probably, because that's fun. But we did two. One very easy sort of like instrument-wide reverb. And we just mapped that macro to the dry wet, but instead of the minimum being 0 and the maximum being 100, we made the maximum 30. And we'll show you how to do that right now.
And that was cool. I like this idea because I think we were listening to our drums and just thinking, all of our drums are sort of front and center. Like, let's mess with this. Reverb sort of takes things forward in space and back in space. So it's kind of fun to move things around. But yeah, how do we do that? It's a good thing to know how to do if you're building an instrument.
Pretty easy. You just drag a verb, set it on there, and then you right-click this macro. And you can right click this knob over here on the reverb.
Yeah.
Just the dry, whatever you want to influence, just right click it. And you'll have a drop down menu that has 16 macros.
Yeah.
And you click on the one that you want. In this case, Blake named this macro noun instead of verb, and I thought that was very clever.
First thing that came to mind.
Now here's the kicker. When you map something like a dry wet knob to a macro, it will default to having the minimum value of the macro set to the absolute minimum of the knob and, of course, the maximum to the maximum of the knob. So if I have this this knob all the way off, the reverb is completely off. When I turn it all the way up, it defaults to having the reverb all the way on, which would obviously be ridiculous. We should play that. So the way that you change that, there's a little button above your macros. There's one that says RAND, That's random. And another that says map. You're gonna want to open the map one. Now, this is a menu that pops up that you now have control over the minimum and maximum thresholds of your macro. You can see on the noun dry wet macro, the minimum is 0 and the max is 30%. Let's
So the
actually
idea
turn the
there.
max back up to 100%,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
just
Let's
real
hear it.
quick, just to demonstrate it. So actually, here's the instrument. Sort of like all of the samples playing at once. But so if I turn this noun up to 100, that's cool, but you could just do that yourself. That's
Yeah.
not the point of this, like this, you know, we wanted there to be a tasteful amount at the absolute maximum.
Right.
So if we open up this map menu and we set the maximum to 30%, what that means is that when we turn this knob all the way up, we can see over here on the reverb effect that the dry wet is only up to 30, right? So you've capped the absolute maximum of that knob at 30%. Much better.
Yeah, I like that more. And it's still pretty crazy.
Just halfway. Who's dry? So it's just tasteful,
By the
right?
way, can we talk about how crazy this loop is that you made with just, I know you were trying to put every single sample from the whole instrument in there to sort of show it off, but it sounds like really cool.
We were making this loop earlier, and we were adding in that little like bonk, that little bottle sample, and I was sort of playing it, adding it in, and Blake was like, "I would have put it in the same spot."
I know.
It
I mean,
was
I guess
so
there's no other place
fun.
you could put it. The thing is full to the brim, but it still sounds really fun. It definitely sounds alive. Like what this does not sound like is like you hit a button and it just plays like a raw sample, you know? And just hit you hit the button and it plays a sample. You know, it's not that at all. These things are very interconnected and together sounding, which I just really gets me jazzed.
I mean, yeah, let's just like play a kick over and over again. Like,
It's
it's so
changing.
alive. It's not like a drum machine at all.
No.
Which was the point. That's what we wanted.
Actually, that's one of my favorite ones is that kick because so we the envelope follower goes to this Foley sample of like a trolley going by, and there's this little kid on it, and I didn't notice this when I recorded it, but they yell, "Hold on," in this
Yeah,
high-pitched voice. So every once in a while on the kick, you hear this little There it is. Hold on. It's such a little hidden gem. I just had no clue until we were messing with these samples that that was even in there.
that's so cool.
cracks me up.
The second thing we did,
Yeah.
Blake wanted there to be a stereo spread. Right,
Right. So
he
reverbs
wanted
front
to
and back.
control.
Let's pan things.
Yeah. So his idea was, what if a knob controlled where like the samples were placed in the panning?
Yeah.
So I had the so then I was like, okay, that's sick.
And then it got
Let's set up a
crazy. We got
macro.
crazy.
Oh my God, we yeah, it, we did crazy stuff. We set up a macro to control four of the samples' stereo space.
Yeah.
And we'll pop this up now. Pop it up on the internal one. So, first of all, four of the samples,
Yep.
all of these, or yeah, all of these ones have panning minimum and maximums. So the minimum is all center. So
Yes.
when the knob is all the way down, everything is centered. And the more you crank that up, the more the samples spread out left and right. Right?
Yep. And some
You can
samples go
see.
more than others, right?
Yeah, so the maximum value on two of the samples is all the way right, all the way left. And the maximum value on another two of the samples is just a little left and a little right. And then the other four are somewhere in between. So they sort
Okay.
of like, as you increase the knob, it just sort of spreads out in your head.
I like thinking of like individual musicians standing around me and they're all like right in front of me playing it in a perfect little line, like instantly close to each other. And then I hit that knob and they all just like fly away, you know, different
That's a great way of
amounts.
explaining it. I like that. Yeah, they all just like walk.
Yeah,
They walk across
the
the stage.
correct position away. Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic. I like that. So,
Pretty fun.
also, a great thing about macros is that you can map a macro to multiple things. So, when you turn up the knob, it controls a slew of different stuff.
Yeah.
So, on the hi-hat samples, the can, brick, and bug bite, we
Okay.
attached auto pans, each with like different ways of auto panning, right? We
Oh,
set them
this is
all
where
to
we got
like three
nuts.
completely different random things. And all three of them have an LFO controlling the rate of which it cycles between your ears. And they're all different. And then the knob, the spread knob, is mapped to the amount of spreaditude. So when you
It's
turn up the
so
knob,
hard to understand.
it's so much, right? Basically, the hi-hat samples are cycling between your left and right ear.
Yeah.
If you have the knob all the way down, it's cycling at a rate of none. It's cycling none, a none amount. So
Yes.
it's cycling, but it's just staying in the center. And as you turn the knob up, the amount spreads more and more between your right and left, to a point where if it's all the way up, it's going all the way from your left ear to all the way from your right ear in a sort of random way.
Yeah. And that path of how fast it's spreading, isn't that controlled by the LFO?
Yes.
And then the LFO is not just a normal wave going up and down. It's actually a wave that spikes up and then slowly drops down and then spikes up and then slowly. So you can
Yeah.
feel that spread going back and forth. And then at some point it goes up to its fastest rate and then
Yeah.
slowly
It gets really
declines.
fast and then slowly gets slower and slower.
Yeah, so you imagine that sort of back and forth cycling happening. Anyways, the overall effect is actually quite subtle with it. Like you hear them sort of pulsing around, but none of those technicalities really matter for what it sounds like. It's just to make it sound different and have these things sort of move around in your ears. Give you a little ear tickle.
Should we demonstrate it?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So here's obviously the verb. Tasteful. Here's the spread. Really wide now.
Yeah, we can hear it in different ears, especially if you're wearing headphones.
It's pretty subtle. Should I turn all of the extraneous stuff on?
Yeah, let's see what it sounds like. It's so crazy.
I think we're almost done, dude.
Yeah.
We just gotta hone in on some stuff, add a compressor, and I think we're ready to ship this thing.
Woohoo! It's just so crazy how many things are happening. There's no way to identify them all. And that's the beauty of it. You don't really need to. And oh gosh, thank you for teaching me about macros too, man. Macros are so creative. Like you have one knob that can controls anything that you can think of. Like it can be volume, it can be pan, you can have another thing controlling this and that. And it's just forever creative and just so many possibilities.
Yeah, at multiple times during this process, Blake was like, "Man, what can't you do? Like, I want to
Yeah.
connect this macro to that thing and this thing, and oh, there's so many things."
I'll
He
admit,
just like had multiple brain blasts.
I was sort of like running away with the power. I didn't know that this was possible. It feels so powerful. Like you could just be laying in bed thinking like, would it be cool if my bass, like the louder my bass gets, controls the panning on my jet, like whatever you want. Like there's so many different things to do it. But yeah, excited to ship this thing to the Discord. So yeah, join our Discord. It's also just a place where we share stuff about music and hang out. It's very casual. We also have a note, a little link in the show notes to support the show. We invested all back in the show. We just want to grow this thing and make it the best experience for all of our lovely listeners. So, yeah, check it out. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
If you want to see us do more of this stuff,
Ooh.
because this was a very long and laborious
It
process, but if
was.
you ever want to see us do this maybe on stream, like a Discord live situation, let us know
I like
in the
it.
Discord, because it would be really fun to sort of like work on this throughout the week and
Yeah.
have like live Discord feedback Yeah, that would be sweet.
That'd
So
be very fun.
let us know if that's
It'd
something
be a good time.
you are interested in.
Cool. All right, well, everybody, hope you're having a great day, great evening if it's that time for you, and catch you next time. Much love.
Bye-bye.